Public interviews for the Downtown Investment Authority CEO are next Wednesday. Mike Mendenhall, reporter with our news partner, the Jacksonville Daily Record, is here with a breakdown of the three finalists for that position. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. Now, Mike, before we get to the three people vying for this job, the Downtown Investment Authority itself, what does that body do, and why would this position matter?
Well, the DIA is an independent authority. It's independent of the city, but it does work in conjunction pretty closely with the city government to bring developers into downtown, recruit those people, find financing mechanisms for large development projects within downtown Jacksonville. So it really has a pretty big stamp on what the future of downtown Jacksonville could look like.
Who are they looking at?
Well, first and foremost, is current District 5 City Council member Lori Boyer. She's going to be termed out here at the end of June, and she's looking to fill that position. She's currently the City Council's liaison with the DIA, so she not only knows most of the board members very well, she's been working with them pretty closely over the last several years, most recently on a pretty extensive project to redo the downtown overlay and rezone downtown as well. So she's already pretty far in the weeds on this.
And she's the councilwoman from the San Marco area, so she's been working on the revitalization of the South Bank for quite a while. She's a known entity to them.
Absolutely.
Who else are they looking at?
Well, they're also looking at a developer named Gregory Flistrom. He's the vice president of the Economic Development Corporation for Kansas City. That's a Midwestern town that's really been seeing a lot of development as far as residential in their downtown area and arts and culture, which is really something that leaders in Jacksonville are looking to bring here. They're also looking at Atlanta-based developer Kevin Hanna. He's also the former New Orleans Redevelopment Authority real estate development director, and he actually interviewed for the job of DIA CEO in 2013. He was a finalist in that round of interviews.
So looking at these three candidates, it's easy to think Lori Boyer might have a leg up being so well known to the DIA already, but there's a potential ethical / legal snag here. What's that?
So the Florida Ethics Commission recently ruled that a former city council member could not lobby on behalf of a group or organization or represent something on behalf of the city for at least 2 years after they exit office.
Even though the DIA is sort of a governmental entity, they're saying even that you cannot represent.
Exactly. And the DIA, even though they are a governmental entity, they are an independent authority, which is why the commission is considering it lobbying. Now, Councilmember Boyer, it's going to be her job to convince the board that she can get around this issue. She has said publicly that she will have a staff member from the DIA represent her in front of the board for that 2-year period to avoid any ethics concerns.
These interviews are Wednesday. They're open to the public.
The meeting is going to be held at 1 p.m. in the Linwood Roberts Room at City Hall in downtown Jacksonville.
When will a decision be made, Mike?
The decision could be made as early as the conclusion of that meeting. However, the board could decide to adjourn and reconvene at a later date.
That's the Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's your business brief.